When the U.S. Supreme Court comes waltzing in and interprets our Constitution, even though the Constitution never once mentions the word corporation, says, oh no, we will now find the corporation in the Constitution. And we'll say that a corporation needs to be considered a person with rights under this framework. It perverts the entire premise. Corporate personhood is not just, yeah, right? Corporate personhood is not just illogical, which it is. Corporate personhood is not just stupid, which it is. Corporate personhood is one of the linchpins for how the ruling elite have hijacked our democratic republic from us, how they have hijacked our political and economic processes, and as a lawyer, what particularly pisses me off is that they use our legal system to legalize it. You know, the courts are supposed to be where every citizen, every person, every human being can go for justice. And instead, we know as lawyers that actually the rules are tilted against us. And corporate constitutional rights is one of the bedrock legal doctrines for how they've done that. And the second legal doctrine that is at play is an outrageous idea that the courts created out of whole cloth, that money equals speech. And that somehow, look, money is property, right? And there are property rights that you have. But the expenditure of money is not the same thing as political speech. The expenditure of money should be able to be regulated, because we should not allow the wealthy elite to spend unlimited amounts of money to pervert our electoral process. The elections are the infrastructure of our democratic republic. We should actually have appropriate democratic controls over the integrity of that process. So, I am happy to tell you this horrible series of decisions, and they're not just laws, they're not just court cases, but they're legal doctrines. Corporate constitutional rights and money is speech. I am happy to tell you that there is a movement taking place in this country, and that movement is called Move to Amend, a multiracial, multi-ethnic coalition of people from across this country. And I want to be clear, what's so exciting to me about it is that this group of people are coming together across political ideologies. We've got Democrats and Republicans and Libertarians and Greens and no party affiliation and independents who are all saying, look, we may have disagreements as it relates to certain issues, and we can fight about those issues, but we've got to have first principles. We've actually got to understand that in the Democratic Republic, we the people rule, government is responsible to us, but government cannot violate personhood. Remember, personhood matters, and let me say that there are now hundreds of thousands of people carrying signs that say corporations are not persons, and that includes, may I say, for-profit corporations and not-for-profit corporations. Both are creations of the state. Both should be held democratically accountable. And that's the reason that principled conservatives and principled liberals and independents are coming together, because Move to Amend is the only call that is actually calling it down the middle and says only human beings have inherent inalienable constitutional rights.